All right, then. Everybody got the cider? Everybody sitting down? All right, now, where was I? Oh, yes. The first time Patience Rebecca and I met. Now, my dear wife told you a story of how I, the charming stranger, swept her off her feet at her sister's wedding. But if we are being technical about our first encounter, your sister's wedding was not our first. Now, I don't know if you remember this, Patty, but 2 years before that, goodness, I was about 21 then, I brought to your door one Adrian Yeagermund, who was at the time was just a 7-year-old orphan boy I had rescued from Arum. I will never forget it. It was a dark and stormy night, and the poor child was a malnourished mess on the brink of death. I brought him to your family because Fathina felt that the Fieldings was the best chance the boy had, and the moment I landed Banner in the town square, I ran to your home. I remember beating on your door in the middle of the night, waking the house, and your father coming to the door with the whole family behind him. But you, specifically, were standing there with a fireplace poker ready to do harm to whoever it was trying to break down your door in the middle of the night. Now, I don't blame you not knowing it was me. I was grimy and wet and windblown and had my flight goggles and scarf on. Goodness, I'm not even sure I would have recognized myself in that moment if I'd seen it myself, but the thing is, I couldn't take my eyes off you. Standing there behind your father, a righteous fury in your eyes that melted to golden compassion the moment you heard my story and saw the boy. And you took him from me and you looked me in the eyes and said, "Don't worry. I'll take good care of him." And I said, I said something, I'm sure, like, okay, or that'll be fine, or you too, something like that. I don't know. I really don't remember. I just remember the look on your face and how struck I was by it. Now, what happened after that was kind of a blur. As the town's physician was summoned, and I immediately had to get back in the air. So pressing was my current business, but if we were being technical, mind you, that was our first meeting. But about this wedding business, goodness, my dear, you have this story utterly and completely wrong. Now, first and foremost, I was not a flirt. I want everyone to know that. Gracious, yes. Charming, absolutely. Attentive to the needs and comforts of those whom I speak, undoubtedly. But a flirt, my dear, is not what I was. Let us all just let that correction sink in for a moment, and let that be the end of it. Now, were there times that I would wink and kiss a hand and make a bow? Of course. I was a son of a gentleman. I was raised to do and be such. And if a young person of a similar age to whom I kissed said hand appeared or happened to blush or giggle with delight at my actions, well, that is on them. I was not, am not, nor have I ever been, a flirt. And when you said you came over to introduce yourself, you made it sound like I swept my cape aside and bowed and kissed your pretty lily-white hand as rose petals fell from the sky. Now, what she neglected to tell y'all was that I had a mouthful of cake when she came over and told us her name. Yeah, it was all over my face, and I had to wash it down with some cider, and my long, awkward silence made the others of my company feel obligated to introduce themselves first. And by the time I had told her my name, Gee was whispering in her ear, and she was giggling. Giggling, I say! Now, I must give credit where credit is due, and yes, we did dance together. But I only knew the courtly dances my dance instructor drilled into my head when I was a youth. I didn't know the jigs and reels that were common in those days, and when you pulled me out onto that dance floor, maiden, forgive me, I was so nervous I stepped on your feet no less than 12 times. I was a swordsman. All right, I knew footwork, advance, retreat, lunge. It, oh, goodness, it was a disaster. And she tried to slip away, but I felt so awful about that jig that I made sure we danced another dance, a slower one, thank goodness. And yes, we did talk, and yes, I did make her laugh, which is one of the greatest feelings I had ever experienced. I thought that maybe I had redeemed myself, so I signaled to the band to do another slow song, yeah? But I had no sooner turned my back, but she was gone, hobbling her way over to the corner of the room where my friends were sitting and asked someone else to save her from me dancing with her, which everyone's obliged to do. Gi and Tomoe, they nearly fought over each other to see who would dance with you next. Before I knew it, I was sitting in the corner with 9-year-old Adrian eating cake and talking about something called Kids Town. Oh, goodness, it was a catastrophic first meeting. She danced with all my friends and Gi, who is and was a flirt, mind you, flirted shamelessly with her. And Tomoe hung on her every word with rapt attention. I was sure she was head over heels in love with either Gi or Tomoe, or maybe even both, by the end of the night. And I, though I am ashamed to say it, sulked until the end of the night when everyone was leaving. And you know what? I thought it might be best if I just slunk away. You know, not say goodbye to everyone, but just went out the back. But dear little Adrian, he stopped me and asked why I wasn't going out the front like everyone else. I gave him some excuse or another, and he told me that while it's okay to be scared, it's not okay to be too scared to miss an opportunity. You know, he was right. So I worked up my courage to face her one more time. Though I did decline Adrian's offer for him to hold my hand as we went across the room. And I did go over, and I did kiss her hand, make my bow, and tell her that I hoped we'd get a chance to dance again. And then, I left. Quickly. Quickly, mind you. And that, my dear friends, is the true and accurate and horrible account of my disastrous first meeting with the one and only Patience Rebecca.
Oh, Coriander. My sweet, dear, lovable fool, do you realize that that was almost 60 years ago? I wish you'd let time soften the harsh edges of reality every so often. Now that you say it, I do remember my feet hurting the next day, but I never thought that that was because of you. We all do silly things that we look back on and think, oh, what if? But for us, it worked out all right in the end. Besides, our second meeting went much better, if I recall.
Oh, that is right. That was the time.
Maybe we save that story for another night. I'm seeing a few of our listeners about to nod off into their cider mugs.
It was very wise, my dear. Come, my friends. Let us get you all home so you may dream your important dreams. Come along.